Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray Blues bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there from one end of the ownership time continuum to the other, from founding to from dreaming about it to founding your startup to growing it to maturity to raging success, and then ultimately to divesting. We will all divest ourselves of our business, or it will divest itself of us. One way or the other, we're all going out, feet, you know, either head first or feet first. So whatever you've got going on, we've got something that will help you. You can read, you can listen to, you can watch lots of videos there, including a new one. So check that out. And the poll question, don't forget to check out the poll question. Every week a different one. Keita Shpak is with us. She's our happiness expert. She's the author of, co-author, I should say, of Tipping Point to Happiness, and that's what we're talking about, happiness. Keita, thanks again for hanging out with us. The title of your book is also your website, right? TippingPointToHappiness.com?
That's correct, Sam. Real easy.
Check it out. Keita, is there anything that's different about the seasons when it comes to happiness?
I think so. I think that a lot of us, and rightly so, gravitate towards summer, or see summer as a real bit of an escape, a real bit of a happy time. And that's a good thing. Most of us remember summer as being away from school, being on holidays, being carefree. And I think that emotion of being carefree and free mm-hmm. carries itself right into our adulthood. And we should really continue to embrace that kind of
carefree.
Emotion. Carefree.
What is carefree? Sound like, what does it look like for a person who has to make payroll on Friday? How do I work carefree into that
All right,
schedule?
I've got a few suggestions here. First of all, the fact of the matter is most of us do take some holidays in the summer, or we do tend to modify our schedules. They're not as busy. And that is a good thing, because the aspect of that change allows us to sort of create some downtime for ourselves. And that, to me, is a happy thing. That, to me, is something that's going to produce.
That's one of the things I like about daylight savings time is you know, even those of us business owners who are down to working half days, Keita, yeah. which, as you know, mean in small business means we get to choose which 12 hours.
Right.
even people who have that schedule still have time at the end of that 12 hours to go outside and get some sunshine.
That's right. And that kind of a seeking out that kind of change is one aspect of having a happy summer. The second one, and you've just named it right there, Jim, is getting outside. Getting outside in nature. Nature is like a natural balm to us. Mm-hmm. BALM. It soothes. And
especially
when you get
water,
out in nature.
Especially water, Keita. Find yeah. some folks. Find some water. There's something primordially therapeutic about water, especially Keita, moving water.
That's right.
Find a
That's
stream
right.
or a waterfall or a fountain or something, and go get near it and listen to it. There's something about that, isn't there?
There is, and in listening to it, we go into the next one, where we're looking for places and corners of quiet. So when you're by that stream, you're not, if you can help it, don't have your cell phone with you, your
mm-hmm.
iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there by yourself, even if it's just for 5 minutes. And one, probably the last thing I'd mention is, of course, the sun. I know we get a lot of flack these days about, the sun's rays and making sure we have sunscreen, but the sun does provide us with a very important nutrient, vitamin
yep.
D.
Yep.
And vitamin D has been known to be lacking, especially among us who are living in northern climates.
Mm-hmm. You're in Toronto.
Close by in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. That's
but,
right.
You know, but
I'm sorry.
But what is really, really important is the vitamin D has been known to be deficient in a lot of people in North America, mm-hmm. and it causes health problems.
Well, it contributes to depression, a lack of vitamin E, doesn't it? Isn't the sun?
Yeah.
Part of the therapy of the sun is it minimizes the depression tendency?
Yes, because as we all know, there is also a seasonal affective disorder from lack of sun. And so, again, we know that for human beings everywhere, the sun is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
if absolutely exposed to it in moderation. But get out there.
Sun and water.
Yes.
Those two things. You get those two things together, and you're liable to start laughing, right? For no apparent reason, Keita.
That's right. There will be a glint in your eye.
People will be walking by saying, what's wrong with that person?
Yeah, they're looking at a flower as they're walking in the sun, and they're smiling.
But I like what you said about nature. We were talking about water and the sun and everything. But there is something about leaves and trees and grass. And you know what I like to do? I like to take my shoes off and walk around in the grass, just barefooted.
Yes, well, the thing is, that's grounding yourself.
Yeah.
There is actually an energy from the earth that you're getting up in yourself.
So take those Crocs off, folks, and ground yourself. Hey, Keita, give us the website again, please.
The website is tippingpointtohappiness.com. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Keita, for being here. As always, we love having you here. Come back again real soon.
For sure.
Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happier already. How about you? 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.